Matthew McConaughey fights AI scammers by trademarking his likeness and alright catchphrase. By Warner Todd Houston on January 16, 2026. Actor Matthew McConaughey has taken a stand against artificial intelligence by trademarking himself, so he has recourse to sue deepfake makers. McConaughey becomes the first actor to take this legal move as a way to counter having his likeness and voice used without his or his estate's permission, Gulf News reported. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says that McConaughey has filed for 8 trademark applications covering his public persona, including video, audio, and even his well-known catchphrase, "Alright, alright, alright." The application included audio clips, photos, and video of him simply staring straight at the camera. McConaughey hopes that the trademarks can prevent unauthorized use of his persona to lay claim to use of his image before someone else does. U.S. law does cover right of publicity, which protects against use of someone's face and voice without consent. But enforcement of the rules can vary from one jurisdiction to the next. Trademark laws, though, would offer much stronger protection. Still, there is no legal precedent for using trademarks to prevent the use of an actor's voice and image by AI technology. Actors, singers, writers, and other artists have been deeply worried over the encroachment of AI as the technology continues to grow in sophistication, sparking a wide debate over how to protect creators and their products. Some actors or their estates have gone in the other direction, though, and have signed deals with AI companies. In fact, McConaughey was one of them when, in November, he and British actor Michael Caine partnered with an AI company to clone his voice. Still, many celebrities are very worried about AI. Morgan Freeman, for one, has admitted that he has tasked his lawyers to create a plan to head off unauthorized use of the technology. Many others, actors, directors, and creators have also expressed their fears about the growth of AI in the entertainment industry. A-list actor Leonardo DiCaprio, for one, says AI is not art because it has no soul. While he believes the technology can help improve some entertainment offerings, the Titanic star is still very alarmed at how many people are losing their jobs to AI. Prolific actor Nicolas Cage, for one, has raised the alarm and said he fears that once he dies, studios will steal his body and use AI to continue making Nicolas Cage movies without him in control of the performance. Actor Sean Penn also blasted AI and in 2023 said that using it will create a human obscenity. Ron Nicewander, screenwriter of Philadelphia, also warned about AI this year when he said that it will create soulless direct that will remove the possibility for artists and viewers to think and feel. Producer, writer, and director James Cameron warned that AI will lead to a Judgment Day-style cataclysm with out-of-control algorithms taking control of warfare. Director Ridley Scott of Blade Runner fame called AI bad for humanity, and compared it to a technical hydrogen bomb. Christopher Nolan said AI will surely reach an Oppenheimer moment, or a point of no return, and that people need to be held accountable for its development. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.